Bamidbar, Numbers, chapter 26. And it came to be, after the plague, that Yahuwah spoke to Moshe and Eleazar, son of Aharon the Kohen, saying,
Take a census of all the congregation of the children of Israel, from 20 years old and above, by their fathers' houses, everyone going out to the army in Israel.
So Moshe and Eleazar the Kohen spoke with them in the desert plains of Moab, by the Yarden of Jericho, saying,
From 20 years old and above, as Yahuwah commanded Moshe and the children of Israel who came out of the land of Mitzrayim.
Reuven, firstborn of Yisrael. Sons of Reuven, of Chanuch, the clan of the Chanuchites. Of Palu, the clan of the Paluites. Of Chetzron, the clan of the Chetzronites. Of Carmi, the clan of the Carmites. These are the clans of the Reuvenites. And their registered ones were 43,730. And the son of Palu, Eliab. And the sons of Eliab, Nemuel, and Dathan, and Aviram. This Dathan and Aviram were the called ones of the congregation, who contended against Moshe and against Aharon in the company of Korach, when they contended against Yahuwah. And the earth opened its mouth and swallowed them up together with Korah when that company died, when the fire consumed 250 men, and they became a sign. But the sons of Korah did not die. Sons of Shimon, according to their clans.
Of Nemuel, the clan of the Nemuelites.
Of Yamin, the clan of the Yaminites. Of Yachin, the clan of the Yachinites. Of Zerach, the clan of the Zarachites. Of Shaul, the clan of the Shaulites. These are the clans of the Shimonites, 22,200. Sons of Gad, according to their clans. Of Tsephon, the clan of the Tsephonites. Of Chagi, the clan of the Chagites. Of Shuni, the clan of the Shunites. Of Ozni, the clan of the Oznites. Of Eri, the clan of the Arites. Of Erod, the clan of the Erodites. Of Areli, the clan of the Arelites. These are the clans of the sons of Gad, according to their registered ones, 40,500. Sons of Yehuda, Er and Onan. And Er and Onan died in the land of Canaan. And sons of Yehuda, according to their clans, of Shelah, the clan of the Shelanites, of Peretz, the clan of the Partzites, of Zerach, the clan of the Zarachites, and sons of Peretz, of Chetzron, the clan of the Chetzronites, of Chamul, the clan of the Chamulites. These are the clans of Yehuda, according to their registered ones, 76,500. Sons of Yisachar, according to their clans, of Tola, the clan of the Tolaites, of Pua, the clan of the Punites, of Yashuv, the clan of the Yashuvites, of Shimron, the clan of the Shimronites. These are the clans of Yisachar, according to their registered ones, 64,300. Sons of Zavulun, according to their clans, of Sered, the clan of the Sardites, of Elon, the clan of the Elonites, of Yochlael, the clan of the Yochlaelites. These are the clans of the Zavulanites, according to their registered ones, 60,500. Sons of Yosef, according to their clans, by Manasseh and Ephraim. Sons of Manasseh, of Machir, the clan of the Machirites. And Machir brought forth Gilad. Of Gilad, the clan of the Giladites. These are sons of Gilad. Of Eazer, the clan of the Eazerites. Of Chelak, the clan of the Chelakites. Of Asriel, the clan of the Asraelites. Of Shechem, the clan of the Shechemites. Of Shemida, the clan of the Shemidaites. Of Hefer, the clan of the Heferites. And Zelophehad, son of Hefer, had no sons, but daughters. And the names of the daughters of Zelophehad, Mahla, and Noah, Hogla, Milcah, and Tirzah. These are the clans of Manasseh, and their registered ones, 52,700. These are the sons of Ephraim, according to their clans, of Shuthalach, the clan of the Shuthalachites, of Becher, the clan of the Becherites, of Tachan, the clan of the Tachanites. And these are sons of Shuthalach, of Aram, the clan of the Aranites. These are the clans of the sons of Ephraim, according to their registered ones, 32,500. These are the sons of Yosef, according to their clans. Sons of Binyamin, according to their clans. Of Bela, the clan of the Belaites. Of Ashbel, the clan of the Ashbelites. Of Ahiram, the clan of the Ahiramites. Of Shephupham, the clan of the Shephuphamites. Of Chupham, the clan of the Chuphamites. And sons of Bela were Ard and Naaman. Of Ard, the clan of the Ardites. Of Naaman, the clan of the Naamites. These are sons of Binyamin, according to their clans and their registered ones, 45,600. These are sons of Dan, according to their clans, of Shuham, the clan of the Shuhamites. These are the clans of Dan, according to their clans. All the clans of the Shuhamites, according to their registered ones, 64,400. Sons of Asher, according to their clans, of Yimnah, the clan of the Yimnahites, of Yishui, the clan of the Yishuites, of Beriah, the clan of the Beriahites, of the sons of Beriah, of Hever, the clan of the Heverites, of Malkiel, the clan of the Malkielites. The name of the daughter of Asher was Serach. These are the clans of the sons of Asher, according to their registered ones, 53,400. Sons of Naphtali, according to their clans, of Yachzeel, the clan of the Yachzeelites, of Guni, the clan of the Gunites, of Yetzer, the clan of the Yetzerites, of Shilem, the clan of the Shilemites. These are the clans of Naphtali, according to their clans and their registered ones, 45,400. These are the registered ones of the children of Yisrael, 601,730. And Yahuwah spoke to Moshe, saying,
"The land is to be divided to these as an inheritance according to the number of names. To the large one you give a larger inheritance, and to the small one you give a smaller inheritance. Each shall be given its inheritance according to their registered ones. But the land is divided by lot. They inherit according to the names of the tribes of their fathers. According to the lot, their inheritance is divided between the larger and the smaller."
And these are the registered ones of the Levites, according to their clans, of Gershon, the clan of the Gershonites, of Kahath, the clan of the Kahathites, of Merari, the clan of the Merarites. These are the clans of the Levites, the clan of the Levites, the clan of the Hebronites, the clan of the Mahlites, the clan of the Mushites, and the clan of the Korhites. And Kahath brought forth Amram. And the name of Amram's wife was Jochaved, the daughter of Lewi, who was born to Lewi in Mitzrayim. And to Amram she bore Aharon and Moshe, and their sister Miriam. And to Aharon were born Nadav and Avihu, Eleazar and Ithamar. And Nadav and Avihu died when they brought strange fire before Yahuwah. And their registered ones were 23,000, every male from a month old and above, for they were not registered among the other children of Yisrael, because there was no inheritance given to them among the children of Yisrael. These are the ones registered by Moshe and Eleazar the Kohen, who registered the sons of Yisrael in the desert plains of Moab, by the Yarden of Yericho. But among these there was not a man of those registered by Moshe and Aharon the Kohen, when they registered the sons of Yisrael in the wilderness of Sinai. For Yahuwah had said of them,
"They shall certainly die in the wilderness."
And not a man was left of them, except Caleb, son of Jephunneh, and Yahshua, son of Nun.